devastating might be a bit of an exaggeration. However, the United States could deeply trouble the Turkish economy and trigger an exchange rate crisis, as they have done so in August. And this time, actually, the impact would be bigger for two reasons. First of all, the Turkish economy is already going through rough times. And then, of course, the United States would be doing this in response to Turkish military offensive in Syria, and a country that is going through economic difficulties and a military operation abroad at the same time would find itself in a very difficult situation.
Now, Turkey has said that it expects Washington to honor the strategic partnership between the two countries. So how important is that partnership between the U.S. and Turkey, and what are the risks of it being disrupted?
Well, I mean, this is a long-term relationship, and it's a relationship that is multimodal, meaning that it's political, diplomatic, military, etc. It's in multi-geographies. Turkey and the United States have been cooperating not only in the Middle East, but also in the Balkans, the Black Sea and the Caucasus, and Central Asia, and on the broader security of the European continent for decades, and also on Turkey's own security. So it is very important. I don't think that this relationship can be disrupted in the short run, no matter what either leader says. But in the long run, the relationship is not moving in the right direction. Now, having said this, all the politicians in Turkey and the United States seem to deeply disagree on Syria. What's happening currently is that the diplomats, the Turkish diplomats and the American diplomats, are working on a plan to find the middle ground in Syria. And as a matter of fact, in a matter of weeks or months, there may be a process of cooperation between the United States and Turkey in the northeastern Syria.
Donald Trump has talked about this idea of a safe zone for the Kurds. He didn't give very many details on who might enforce or pay for that safe zone. Do you have any sense of what it could look like?
He did not say a safe zone for the Kurds. He said a safe zone, and this safe zone has been on the agenda for a very long time between the United States and Turkey. And what President Trump means there is that a zone that is safe from YPG. So this is part of a bigger plan, and I don't find it very easy, if you ask my personal opinion. But the plan is that the YPG would move 30 kilometers away from the Turkish border, or 20 miles, as President Trump has said.
Turkey obviously is planning on going in and launching an operation against the YPG. How will the U.S. withdrawal affect the timing of the Turkish assault? Will it affect it at all?
The U.S. withdrawal will not affect it because, as you will remember, a Turkish offensive in Syria was imminent before President Trump, with his Twitter messages, unexpectedly announced the withdrawal. So Turkey is ready to do the incursion while the U.S. troops are there. What will impact the Turkish decision is if there's a process or if there's a prospect for cooperation with the United States or not. So if there's a prospect of cooperating with the United States, I don't think that Turkey will do anything to harm that prospect by rash decisions. But if there is no prospect, then I believe that Turkey will take that step.